I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Having virtual appointments with healthcare providers during the coronavirus pandemic has quickly become a part of our new normal. To talk about virtual healthcare or telehealth is Dr. James McElligott. He is an associate professor of pediatrics, and he's the medical director of the Center for Telehealth at MUSC. Dr. McElligott, give us a brief overview of what was going on regarding telehealth visits, say, 6 months ago before the pandemic, versus what's happening right now as far as virtual care and telehealth visits.
Well, virtual healthcare visits were being used 6 months ago, but it was very program targeted and much lower volume than it is now. Now, during this coronavirus epidemic, it is everywhere, every specialty is using it, and patients have access to it widely. And we've learned that we have the infrastructure to do it, and we've learned that we can do it at scale. We can go from maybe doing a few visits a day, now we're doing thousands of visits a day, taking care of patients every day with virtual care.
And from your perspective, why is a telehealth approach so important, especially right now, as an option?
Well, right now, in the situation that we are in, it's an important aspect to keep everybody safe. So keep patients at home and they can be at home, and keep providers safe as well. So if we can get the job done without being in the same space, we should do that. It's important for everyone to know that the healthcare system is not shut down, that is open for business, and that you can contact your healthcare provider and do a virtual visit and stay safe.
And what kind of technology do patients need at their end to do some sort of telehealth checkup or monitoring with their care provider?
At a minimum, being able to make a phone call. So really, if you have a phone, you can do it. Certainly, what most practitioners want is be able to view the patient and view what's going on. So video would be helpful. And with that video, you have to have some element of internet or bandwidth to be able to make the call. But we worry about patients who have limited plans or limited internet in a rural area. So we worry about those types of infrastructure needs, and that's what we're beginning to work on now.
Due to the pandemic, are most health insurance companies and Medicare, Medicaid covering telehealth visits now?
Yes, the government and private payers have really stepped up during this time of need. So it's wonderful. Now the big thing is nobody really wants it to go away. And we hope once the public health emergency is over, we'll be able to continue to provide this type of care.
And what about the idea of using telehealth to monitor conditions that people are dealing with at home?
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting now. We're actually deploying this for the coronavirus epidemic. Those patients who are positive have an opportunity to be enrolled in a monitoring program. And this program really allows us to detect a patient who might be healthy enough to stay at home, but if they start getting sicker, we can bring them in sooner. And it also gives a peace of mind to that patient to know that they have human contact from a nurse when needed and that they're being monitored every day.
What are the limitations of telehealth and virtual visits for medical issues?
Well, the primary limitation is that you can't always do everything that you can do in person. And so it's really important to have a backup plan to refer for an in-person visit if needed after your visit.
Dr. McElligott, thanks for this information about virtual care and telehealth during the coronavirus pandemic.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.